Good morning.
各位早。
Let us go to the Lord in prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, what a wonderful privilege it is to take that title upon our lips and call you Father.
父神啊，真是让我们得到荣耀，我幸运我们能称你为我们的父。
But even a greater privilege is the fact that you call us your sons and daughters.
我们是更多尊荣的就是你能叫我们成为你的儿女。
Father, we want to live up to that family name that you've given to us.
我们在活着是要为你的名得称。
We honestly do desire to be everything in Christ that we can be.
我们在主里面，我们是很诚实的尽我们全能所做。
We confess, Father, that our thoughts are not your thoughts and our ways are not your ways.
我们承认我们的思想是跟你的思想是不一样，我们所做的跟你所做的也不一样。
And we desire, Father,to fulfill Romans chapter 12 where it says be transformed by the renewing of your mind and Father we need our minds renewed with you today
我们也愿意我们也改变就正如罗马书告诉我们的我们也出于更深我们每天都用新的意念迎着你
Father help us to see the world and other people through your eyes
父神啊从你的眼里面让我们更明白我们清楚明白这个世界
Help us to see people through your eyes of love, grace, and mercy.
让我们从人里面可以看到你的爱，你的怜悯。
And help us to see the image that you created them in, because you created us all in your image.
也让我们看到你所创造我们，就像你的形象一样。
Father, we ask these things in the precious name of our Savior Jesus.
我们将求是奉耶稣宝贵的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
I would like to update you on a couple of things. For those of you who are not familiar with myself, I am the Ministry Evangelism Coordinator for Central Baptist Association here in Albuquerque.
我现在介绍一下我自己，我是那个Central Baptist 那个浸信会，那个是属于那个布道那个牧师。
We have approximately 70 churches in our association.
我们这个组织里面有大概有70个教堂。
And my job is to resource churches and help them develop ministries.
我的工作是要怎么样将那个资源分配，让他们传他们的福音。
After all, we're called to impact our communities for Jesus Christ.
我们愿意就是有我们一定的影响力，叫我们先去里面介绍耶稣基督。
Some of you may know that I am the currently I'm acting as the director for Southern Baptist Disaster Relief in New Mexico.
现在我是这个 Southern Baptist 那边的赈灾救济的主管。
And we have teams on the ground in China right now making assessments.
我们现在派人到那个中国大陆里面灾区的地方来真正视察。
We have a partnership with the International Mission Board, Mercy Medical Airlift, and others to take tons of food to China.
我们是跟那个国际那个医疗组织成为伙合伙的伙伴，将那个医疗那个东西运到中国大陆去。
All of our relief efforts are designed to meet the immediate needs of the people.
我们真正的救灾的工作就是要马上立即让他们可以得到救济。
Our heart's desire is that we can be there to minister to people, to give them food in their time of hunger, water in their time of need. We even have water purification units that are on aircraft that are waiting to take off and land there right now.
我们真正的一个意愿就是能够马上到那个地方，带给他们干粮，也带给他们的水用。我们是水，甚至在飞机上能够有一个清洁那个水源的机器，马上可以做很干净的水。
And we have airlift medical units that are waiting to find a location where they'll be set up.
我们也有马上空运我们的救济品到那个地方，可以就是设置一个帐篷，马上可以工作的。
We are working with the Chinese officials, Always we work with the officials to determine where they want us and what they want us to do.
我们也跟中国政府这个官员在合作，他们要我们放这些东西去哪里，我们就照做。
And we're working with Red Cross and many other organizations to coordinate these efforts so that we're trying to reach the maximum number of people to provide the maximum number of maximum help.
我们也跟那个红十字会啊，其他的救济组织合作，这样让我们的资源能够马上最好的运到那个需要最需要的地方。
So we do ask, and I know that you're already doing, continuing to pray for the Chinese people there, those that have suffered loss, and many lives have been lost, and we want to pray for their comfort, we want to pray for healing. But please also pray for all of the volunteers that are going over to minister.
我们现在要求的大家离境这么做了，就是为这些中国的灾难的祷告，不但是为当地的受灾者的祷告，我们也希望你为那个志愿者在做义工的那些人祷告。
We also have many efforts that we're trying to get underway in Myanmar after that disaster.
我们有各种不同的工作，那个努力在那个灾区里面工作。
And even across the United States, we've had tornadoes, we've had floods, and we have many crews on the ground providing feeding, chainsaw work. Right now, I think we have about 7,000 folks on the ground, either in China or in the United States, providing disaster relief services.
我们的工作人员大概有7000那个救援人员，都各自不同的工作，在不单只在中国大陆，我们在美国里面又有龙卷风，又有水患，我们的人呢马上到那个地方聚疏啊，清好的路为他们工作。
And that 7,000 is a drop in the bucket because during Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, we had a minimum of 50,000 people on the ground on any given day.
今天七千多人就工作的人员已经算是很小的。我们在那个大灾难的时候，那个飓风那个 Katrina 那时候，我们要55万人在那个做救济的工作。
I tell you something of our capacity during Katrina.We cooked and served over 18 million meals.
我们在克逊来告诉大家，就是在那段时间，我们在供应那个食物，就有1800万次那个餐饮给当地的灾民。
Currently, the Southern Baptists are the third largest disaster relief agency in the world.
在这个美兰浸信会就是这个世界上第三大的一个救济中心。
And whenever we go to the disasters and we begin to minister to people, almost always somebody will come up and they will ask us this question: Who are you? Why are you here? Why are you doing this to help us?
每一次的当救灾的时候，都会有一些人来到我们问我们。你们是谁？为什么要来这边呢？为什么你这样子做呢？
And our answer is always the very same.
我的答案是同样的一样的答案。
We just figure that if Jesus was on this earth, this is where he would be.
我们就告诉他，假如耶稣是在这个世界上的话，他看到这样情况如此，他也是这样子。
We take very seriously the words of Jesus when he said, I was hungry.And you gave me food.
我们对耶稣所讲的话就是说，当我饥饿的时候，你给我食物。
We really believe that no matter where we go, and the food that we feed people or the water that we give them, that we're doing it to and for Jesus Christ Himself.
我们相信，我们就是给他们水，给他们粮食，我们这样就是为了耶稣基督。
If what has happened so far this year is an indication of the rest of the year, it looks like we're going to be pretty busy.
假如这种灾难这么早就来临，今年这么早就来临的话，我相信今年我们是非常的忙的一年。
And we're always looking for more volunteers.
我们永远在寻找着更多的志愿工作者。
So you can consider this an official invitation.
你们可以试试想象得到，现在我是邀请你们参加这个团队。
In fact, I would be very happy if it was, if you would invite me, to come and do involving Southern Baptist in disaster relief a basic Southern Baptist or basic disaster relief training for those who would be interested.
我会很高兴，假如你邀请我来，怎么样去给你们一些指导，是怎么样去救济救难工作的那个方面。
Oftentimes when we deploy someplace like in California for disaster,
常常是我们是假如加州有灾难，我们去的时候。
We have ministry to Chinese people there.
我们在那边是对象是那个中国人在那边。
And we always have language difficulties.
我们永远都遇到那个语言上方面的困难。
So we're always in need of people who speak other languages to deploy with our units.
我们永远都需要有一些在语言方面有才能的人跟我们一起去。
Let me also tell you about a resource that we have for you that you can use for ministry in your community.
让我介绍一下，在我这个美兰这个救灾中心那个怎么样的资源你可以应用。
We have recently built what we call an evangelistic block party trailer.
我们个叫一个就是一个是全福音方面那个。一个卧洞房屋的一个基地。
In the evangelistic block party trailer, we have a big children's jump house, a commercial quality jump house.
我们的里面有各种的设备，有儿童方面那个游乐的设备。
A cooking grill.
也有烹饪方面。
Cotton candy, snow cone, and popcorn machines.
也有做那个爆谷米的各样的设备。
And this resource is available to your church to use whenever you want to.
假如你需要的话，我们是很愿意提供给你们。
If you would like to, you know, like during use it during vacation Bible school, if it's not already booked for that week, you are welcome to use it.
假如你们像这暑期这个圣经班。需要用的话，你们可以接着用。
If you wanted to have a special occasion to invite other people to a party, we would make this available to you. Again, it is an evangelistic block party trailer. It is designed for you to use to do ministry and evangelism.
你们也可以就是有特别的节日或者需要特别的活动，也可以借用这个地方，因为呢，这个是我们是本来就是要传福音的。
It belongs to you and every church in Central Baptist Association, so we encourage you to use it.
This is a Central Baptist Association, and 每一个人都可以用。
With that, I'll get into the sermon. Would you please hand me that blue folder? I forgot.
现在开始我们今天的信息。
As I get older, my forgetter works better.
到老的时候。我们都常常忘记，神经也都提醒我们。
We're going to be in the Gospel of John in chapter 14, verses 1 through 9.
我们让大家来看今天的经文是在约翰福音第十四章一到九节。
I'll read it in English, and then brother, if you'll just read it in Chinese. Your heart must not be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions.If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. If I go away and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going. Lord, Thomas said, we know not where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way.The truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Lord, said Philip, show us the Father and that's enough for us. And Jesus said to him, Have I been among you all this time without your knowing me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father.How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who lives in me does his own works. Believe me that I am in the Father. The Father is in me Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves.
我们来看那个第一节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我早早告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若是去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我哪里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道哪条路，你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不随着我，没有人能到父哪里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父，从今以后你们认识他，并且已经看见他。腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父，你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？我对你们所说的话，不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
I'm going to focus in on verse 6 where he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我也希望大家注意第六节，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不指着我，没有人能到父哪里去。
I know that there's many cultural differences between American and Chinese.
我晓得中国跟美国的文化是不同的。
And so I don't know how things go in a Chinese family, but in an American family, men have a problem.
我不知道在中国那个家庭是怎么样，但是在美国的家庭里面呢，一个男人是有问题的。
I do a lot of traveling, and once in a while, my wife will go with me.
我常常一个人去，我有很多那个地方要旅行去，或者是公干去，但是我太太常跟着我。
And we're always going places where we've never been before.
我们所去的地方是从来没有到过的。
Which means I get lost.
常常我就迷失了方向。
And she says, why don't you stop and ask for directions?
她就跟我讲，为什么你不能停下来的，我来问问人，怎么走。
And my thought is, are you nuts?
我的心里面想，我就是，啊，你你真是
，Do you have the same problem?
大家有没有同样的问题
？Never.
No. What is it about men? You won't ask for directions.
他说：“男人为什么你怎么有这种态度呢？从来不问那个方向。”
Well, you know, it doesn't make sense to stop and ask for directions because it just takes too long.
他说，在那个停下来问那个方向的话，就是没有意义了，因为太长了。
You know, just go a couple more miles down the road, maybe we'll find it.
假如我们再开一两里路的车的话，我们就可以找那个地方。
We lived in Tokyo, Japan for 3 years.
我在那个日本那个东京里面住了三年。
And I can tell you, if you miss a turn,
我可以告诉大家，假如你忘记转一个转
，you are never seen from again.
以后就看不到那个地方。
And Margaret, my wife, would say, "Why don't you stop and ask for directions?"
我的太太就跟我讲，为什么你不停车去问问那个方向
？Well, that doesn't make sense. I don't speak Japanese.
这个对我来说没有意义，我不会讲日文。
Do you have the same problem? The men, they just don't ask for directions.
你们有没有当中有没有问题？常常的不停下来问那个方向。Yes, I think we have.
Now, this is not to say that my wife doesn't try to drive.
这个并不是表示说我太太并没有说她不想去开车。
She is quick to let me know if I'm going too fast.
他很快的话，我说你开得太快了。
Or if I'm getting too close.
或者是你开得离得太近了。
Or if I missed a turn.
或者我你已经忘记转了。
So I can always count on her encouragement to get me there.
我常常依靠她的鼓励，怎么样去让我到达那个地方。
Well, let's suppose we're going to take a road trip. We're going to go from here to some place you've never heard of or never been. Anybody ever heard of Caddo, Oklahoma?
让我们来这样子看好了。我们只是从这边开始，啊，开我们的路程，去一个地方从来没到过的。假如说是Oklahoma 一个小地方。
Well, I can tell you that no matter which maps that you have, there are still some places on the world that are not on a map.
不管你用任何一个地图的，有一些在世界上某些地方从来不会在地图上面。
And let's suppose we're going to go to Oklahoma, but see, you don't know the way. You've never been there. You may even pick up a map and see, well, it's not on the map, so how in the world do I get there?
假如是说我们去那个 Oklahoma 一个那个地方去，我从来没有到过的，或者我找一个地图里边，看看它在哪个地方，但是它不在地图上面。
Well, it's because you don't know the way. Let's suppose somebody comes along and they have a nice big limousine and they know the way and they say, well, get in, I'll take you there.
假如是有一个人有很大的豪华的一个那个贵宾车，停在你们面前的时候。
Now that person doesn't tell you the way. They don't show you the way. They don't draw you a map or give you directions to the way. They become your way.
所以那一个人呢，他不会告诉你的这条路怎么走，怎么样去那个地方。他们可以就将你送到那个地方，他就成为你的道路方向。
That Jesus says, I am the way.
所以大家请注意，耶稣基督说，我就是道路。
This is not that he shows us the way to God. It's not that he simply tells us the way to God because he knows the way to God. Yes, that is true. But the bottom line is, Jesus is the way to God.
所以呢，耶稣基督并没有告诉我们，你们是怎么样走去这条路，走去父那里去。耶稣基督只是告诉我们。我就是那条道路。
One of the greatest needs for every human being is this thing that we call eternal life.
这个在人类里面最宝贵的一定是就我们就是永生。
We need to be forgiven of our sin and have that washed away. And we need to be, when we die, we want to be ushered into the presence of God.
所以呢，我们是让我们的罪得的赦免。我们死之后，我们能够一直直到我们那个父那里去。
We also know that we can't do anything to deserve it or earn it. We can't be good enough.
我们在世上所做的事情，在神的眼光里面，并没有说好到就是说我们的罪是用我们的行为能够占到我们这个赦免的。
Oftentimes, when I am trying to talk to somebody about Jesus, I will ask them a question.
所以有常常是我跟人谈论到耶稣的时候，我就问他们一个问题。
I'll simply ask them, in your opinion, what do you think it takes for a person to go to heaven?
所以我就是很简单的问他，在你的想法里面，怎么样能够使得一个人来到天堂呢？
And the number one answer I get is, well, I think if you be real good, and you believe in God, and you go to church, and you do your level best, then you'll stand a pretty good chance.
所以最好的其中一个答案的话，我们常常我所得到的就是 well,在那个世上你有很好的行为，我相信神也到教堂里去，也许我时候就会到父那里去。
But our New Testament tells us that that is impossible.
但是圣经告诉我们这个是不可以的，不能这样子做的。
The very words that you had on your screen earlier in the responsive reading.
所以
I'm sorry, go ahead.
在那个提问大家所看到的就是里面所看到的怎么样的字眼。
We're in Ephesians 2, he says, For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
所以在以弗所书里面刚刚我们提到是你们得救是本乎恩，不是靠你们自己的。
My friends, if we could get to heaven in any way except the blood of Christ as he died on the cross, he would never have died.
我的事实上就是假如我们只是其他的途径可以到我们父那里去的话，那么耶稣所死的所流的血就是白流了。
Jesus says, I am the way. In fact, he says, notice what he says, I am the way, not a way.
所以耶稣基督特别的强调说，我是唯一的道路，不是说很多路，我是唯一的道路。
Now, the issue here is one of lordship.
这个里面谈到一个位格的问题。
I saw a bumper sticker on a car the other day that said, God is my co-pilot.
我开车的时候看到一个车的尾巴里面是写的，神是我的合作的驾驶。
That is horrible theology.
这个在神学里面是很糟糕的。
God is never content to be our co-pilot. God demands to be pilot or nothing.
神呢从来没有愿意过说我是跟你是共同开一部车的，神就是说主权是在我身上，或者是我根本就不用。
This goes back to that illustration of driving a car somewhere.
所以回到我们刚刚所提到这个例子，开一部车去某一个地方。
As long as I am the driver, I determine the speed of the car.As long as I'm driving, I get to determine turning and where I'm going to go. As long as I'm driving the car, it's so to speak, I'm the lord of that car.
我是驾驶者的话，我是决定车子要开多快多慢，我决定在哪一条路要转或者不转，反正就是我主权是在我。
My wife may disagree.
我的太太从来不赞成。
But if I don't know the way,And I let somebody else drive, they're in control, and they have lordship over that car.
所以假如我不晓得怎么样这条路怎么走的时候，他带我们去，那么这一个人知道这个方向，知道这条路，那么他就是这个方面的权定。
They will determine where that car goes.
他们就是有权怎么样这个车子往哪里去。
I've having a conversation with my son the other day who has been driving now for about a year.
我跟我的儿子刚刚拿到驾照的开了一年的车，跟他有一段那个对话。
We're thanking God a whole year that he hasn't killed anything.
我为此感谢神呢，这一年里面他没什么出了什么事。
And he wants to show off his vehicle to his friends and drive them around.
所以呢，他要开这个车，要显给他的，显示给他朋友了，但是到处开。
But I've been trying to tell him, son, you know, when you're the driver and you have a passenger, you literally have their life in your hand, and you are responsible for their life.
所以我告诉他儿子啊，当有一个乘客坐在你旁边的话，你开车的话，你要为这个乘客的生命要负责任。
When we say that Jesus is the way, we're saying that Jesus is in charge of our life. We're saying that Jesus gets to lead us. We're saying that Jesus gets to take us. And we're saying that we trust him so much, we're putting our life in his hands for everything.
所以当我们讲到耶稣是我们的道路的时候，耶稣就是掌控我们的生命。那我们也相信耶稣，我们将我们的生命让耶稣来掌管。
So he is the way, but he is also, we see, the truth.
他不单只是我们的道路，他也是真理。
He says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
假如你看到我，你就看到我的父。
Now this is very important. The world wants to tell us that morality and ethics and truth.Is a relative concept.
这个是很重要的。这个世界告诉我们，就是说，道德跟你的真理，他们是有一种相关联的观念。
The world wants to tell us that there's no such thing as an absolute truth.
这个世界告诉我们，这个绝对的真理在这个世界是不存在的。
That morality and truth and ethics can change from one time and one place to another.
对于这种真理或者是这种道德上面的标准，常常的不同的地方是不同的改变。
And this is easy for anyone who will deny the existence of God, because then they can say, well, there's no God, therefore there is no one who sets a standard except man.
所以呢，这种不相信神的人就是说啊，很容易解释说，这边没有神的，因为人是定这种标准出来。
You will immediately see the danger of that.
你会马上就看到这个危机的来临。
Today, maybe all of us would agree that premeditated, cold-blooded, cruel murder is wrong and it's evil.
大家都知道，那个有计划的去谋杀，这个是非常残酷的邪恶的那个事情。
But if there's no God, and morality is a relative concept, and truth is a relative concept.
所以呢，假如没有神的话，或者是这个相对的这个道德标准的话，就是不好了。
And man made the law that we shall not murder. Man could change the law and say that murder is now legal.
所以呢，神说不可杀人，但是人呢，就认为呢，这个杀人是可以的。
In fact, it could go even farther, and society could actually say that murder is now a virtue.
所以有一些不同的社会里面，根本就是谋杀的话，就是一个可以做的事情。
And then society could even go further and say then that murder is mandatory if you're going to stay alive.
所以有一些地方就说你的谋杀是不是？假如你是为了你生存而杀人的话，也是可以的。
Can you imagine such a thing? Can you imagine going from, say, here where murder is illegal to go to a country where murder is a virtue?
所以你有没有想到呢？说本来就是谋杀是犯法的，但是到一个地方的话，它是可以的。
Well, if there's no God and truth and morality are relative concepts, that's exactly what would happen.
假如没有神在里面的话，这种道德这个标准，那个是一个跟法律是一个很相对的价值在里面。
So every commandment of God, from thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not bear false witness, when God says it's wrong, it's not because we say it's wrong because God says it's wrong.
所以在那个十诫里面呢，很多诫命里面。不能谋杀，不能说谎话，这些事情本来就是错。但是呢，有很多世界上方面呢不认为这样子，但是这个神说错就是错。
The commandments of God are commandments, not suggestions.
所以神的诫命就是个诫命，并不是提议。
They're not ideas.
这并不是一个观念。
They're the commands of God that He says we must obey.
这是神的命令，我们一定要服从。
When Jesus says, I am the way and I am the truth, He is saying that He is sovereign Lord and we need to walk in His way.
So, 当耶稣基督说我是道路，我是真理的话，他就是我们绝对的神绝对的主权，他要我们跟他一起同行。
You see, He is not only the way to God and the truth about God, but He is the way and the truth about living in this world.
他不单只是一个他的道路能够去到神那边，或者是只是他的真理关于神。
Which brings us
我们也是
I'm sorry, go ahead.
也是在我们生活里面的标准。
Which brings us to the last point where he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life.
所以我们回到最后一个地方，就是我是生命。
When he says, I am the life, there's many scripture passages that we can refer to, and one of them is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 7, where it says that God created Adam and Eve, and he breathed into them the breath of life.
所以在这边谈到生命这个字，我们就回到圣经里面，那个创世纪里面第一章里面提到，就是神做人的时候，将那个气吹去那个人里面，让他得生命。
In the language of the Hebrew in which the Old Testament was written, you look at that passage where it says God breathed into man the breath of life. The word breath is the Hebrew word ruach.
所以在旧的那个希伯来文的话，你看的话里面讲到神吹那个气到那个人的里面，那这个吹这个气在希伯来文里叫 ruach.
And ruach means breath.Wind and even spirit.
所以Ruha这个意思就是当那个吹气或者是那个灵气。
So when it says God breathed into man the breath of life, you could also read it God breathed into man the spirit of life.
所以当那个 神将气吹到人的那个人的生命里面的嘛，身体里面的嘛，也等于像那个灵也放进那个人的身里面。
And then you come to Acts chapter 2 and verse 2.
所以我们回到那个使徒行传第二章第二节。
The day of Pentecost they were together.
所以在五旬节的时候他们聚集。
And it says there was a mighty rushing wind.
里面有一个大风。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
充满了他们都充满了圣灵。
Now they already had physical life.
他们已经有我们现在的身体。
But now they had a whole new spiritual life.
所以他们完全得到一个新的属灵的生命。
When Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, He is telling us that He is not simply giving us a physical life because He created us.
当耶稣基督讲的是我就是道路真理生命，他不单只是讲的我们实在现在的身体，因为他创造了我们。
He is also giving us eternal life in heaven.
所以他也给我们那个永恒的生命在天上。
But he's giving us a full and meaningful life right here, right now.
他也给我们一个人生更有意义的生命，就是现在。
And John chapter 10 verse 10, which you had on your screen a little bit ago, Jesus says, I have come that they might have life and have it abundantly.
所以在第十章十节里面讲到，耶稣告诉我来是让你们得生命，还是得到更丰富的生命。
Now you and I are not free to determine on our own mind what that means.
你跟我都不是在很自由地想到这个是什么意思呢？
God Himself shows us what that means.
神自己的启示给我们是这个意思是什么？
When you look at the life of Jesus Christ, really look at His life in the Gospel. Here's some things that you will see.
在那个四福音书里面，当你看耶稣基督这个生平的时候，我们会看到。
First of all, we never see Jesus rushing from one place to another.
我们从来没看到耶稣基督从一个地方都啊。匆匆忙忙地赶到另外一个地方。
My wife says I'm so busy sometimes I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
我太太常常说，因为我是太忙了，是像那个一只鸡子没有头的到处跑。
Well, that does not characterize the life of Jesus.
但是这个并不是这样描述耶稣基督的生平。
If Jesus were alive today, he wouldn't be doing 40 miles an hour in a 20 mile zone.
假如耶稣基督他活着的话，他开车的话，他不会在二十个里那个时速里面开到四十里。
He knew he was in control of himself, and he would not let anybody rush him.
所以他知道他自己是掌控自己，他不会让任何人来控制他。
I oftentimes get in a hurry and let other people rush me.
我常常的是很匆忙的是去做事情，是因为也别人影响我。
And sometimes I get resentful of it.
我有时候就不喜欢这样子做。
But when we look at the life of Jesus, not only was he not rushed, but do you ever see Jesus worrying? I mean, anxious, just fretting over things?
不但是我们知道耶稣基督从不匆匆忙忙去做的事情，但是我们有没有看到耶稣很担忧呢？
We don't have any record of Jesus. Oh no, where are we going to get the money to pay that bill?
我们从来就没有看到耶稣基督就担心就是啊，我们钱不够是怎么样来付这个账单。
We don't see any record of Jesus ever worrying that oh no, I've got so many things to do, I just don't have enough time to do them all.
我们从来没有从记录里面看出耶稣基督从来没有说过啊，我没有时间做太多事做了，我没时间做这事。
I don't see anything in the record where Jesus says I've got so many people that expect so much of me, I just don't know if I can do all that.
所以我没有看到耶稣基督从那个记录里面显示下来这么多人需要我，我怎么样去照顾他们呢？
And Jesus didn't worry about social expectations.
所以耶稣基督从来没有看到没有为那个社会上的期望而担忧。
The Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious leaders, expected that Jesus would kind of get along the party line.
所以那个法利赛人跟那个撒都该人的话，这种犹太人都希望耶稣呢，都来跟他们一样。
And he refused to bow to their pressure.
所以耶稣基督呢，就拒绝了向他们低头。
And everywhere Jesus went, people made demands of him all the time.
所以耶稣每到一个地方，很多人都是要求他做不很多的事情。
All through the Gospels, we see that the leper would come and ask for healing, or the blind would come and ask for healing, or somebody with some other malady would come and they would ask for healing.
很多生病的人都到他面前来祈求他来医治他们，这里就是来生那个患麻风的，或者是瞎了眼的，或者瘫痪的人。
So he was in great demand by everybody.
所以每一个人都需要他。
But there was a time when he was teaching and there was a man in the crowd.
所以有一个时刻的时候，当他在教导的时候，有一个人在人群中。
And he yelled out to Jesus, "Jesus, make my brother share the inheritance with me."
就是跟你耶稣大声这样讲的，说求你命令我的兄弟将那个财产分一半给我。
He wanted Jesus to settle a family dispute.
所以他希望耶稣呢在家庭纠纷里面做个裁决者。
And Jesus refused to get involved.
耶稣基督的话拒绝做这种事情。
He could meet the needs of people as they came, the genuine needs of people like the leper or the blind.
他可以就是说真正需要他的人，他可以应许他们。
But he absolutely refused to get sucked into everybody's issues.
他就完完全全的拒绝了，还有别人所要求的事情，他是不合理的要求他去做。
So when Jesus says, "I am the way and I am the truth and the life," when we look at the life, He is showing us by His life and He's telling us by His teachings that our life ought to be like His life.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。在里面，他耶稣基督实际在生命里面怎么样去显示给他们，然后在这个世上是怎么样这样子活的一个榜样。
If I'm not living that full and meaningful life that Jesus talked about to live, you know what? It's my fault.
假如我们要没有活着那个丰盛的生命的话，耶稣所提的话，那就是我自己的错。
If I were to pattern my mind and my heart and my mind and or my life after Jesus, I would be more like that.
假如我的话是顺服在耶稣所讲的话里面嘛，我所生活的丰富的生命应该是如此。
So whether I do or not, that's my choice.
那
Jesus wants me to, but that was my choice.
要不要我这样子做的话，那是我自己决定。
Now I'm going to close with this.
我用结语是这样子说。
He said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one comes to the Father."Except through me.
所以耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不接着我，没有人能到父哪里去。
Now what that means is, He is not only the way to the Father, the only way. He is the way to eternal life and the only way. But He is the way to a full and meaningful life, and He is the only way.
所以这个意思就是说，我就是到父哪里的道路。
So really,
我就是认识父里面的真理，我就是要过一个丰盛的生命才可以。耶稣基督就是我的一切，才可以这样子做。
So really, Jesus is all.
所以耶稣就是一切。
He's all for our past, our present, and our future.
我们的过去、我们的现在、我们的将来，就是耶稣给我们的一切。
Our choice today.Is to either accept this truth and choose Jesus Christ into our heart, or to reject Him.
所以我们的选择就是，我们接受这是真理，我们接受它，或者是拒绝它。
It's belief or disbelief.
相信或者不相信。
And notice, there's no in between.
在中间没有别的。
There is obedience or there's disobedience, and there's no in between.
所以顺服或者是不顺服，没有中间有相隔的。
It's acceptance or rejection, and there's no in between.
所以接受或者是拒绝，中间是没有东西挡到的。
You and I today, we choose yes or no.
所以你跟我都是，今天我们就要。选择是的或者是不是的。
Herein then is the invitation.
现在我是邀请大家。
If you understand this now to apply to you specifically in some way, Perhaps you need to come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord.
假如你都知道是这样子的话，也许你就会来到耶稣基督面前，接受他做救主。
Perhaps you've seen that in your own life you have kind of fallen away, you've kind of grown distant from God.
也许在你的生活中，生命中已经远离了神。
And you can make a rededication of your life today.
你今天再一次的有一个决心。
Perhaps you've come to the realization, maybe not even today, but something has been eating in your heart over the last period of time to say, I'm calling you to service.
也许不是说今天或者你过往，你有一个心愿说，主呼召我来到这个地方。
No matter what God is doing in your heart, today is the day of yes or no.
所以神在你心里面无论做什么工，今天就是你要决定，是的或者是不是。
Please don't leave the doors today without making a decision of yes.
请各位离开之前要做一个决定。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for this beautiful day.
父神啊，谢谢你赐给我美好的天。
Father, we thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
也谢谢你给我们这么美好的机会。
I consider it personally a great, great honor and privilege to be here.
我是觉得很有幸来到你面前。
And Father, I thank you for this opportunity.
谢谢父神你赐给我这个机会。
And Father, today I pray for every person here.
我今天为每一个人祷告。
Father, the greatest desire of my heart is that everyone.Would experience and know your love, not simply because they read it, but they would know your love personally, deeply and intimately.
今天我是最渴望的就是在这当中每一个人都能够经历你的爱。
That they would experience that down payment or deposit of eternal life even today.
他也经历了你为他们付了这个首期，
得
到永恒的生命。
And they would walk in that fullness of life right here, right now.
他们用着丰盛的生命与主你同行。
And always live with a great hope and the certainty that when I die in this world, I will spend eternity with Jesus.
永远有一个盼望，当哪一天我要离去的时候，我要得到永恒的生命。
Father, we all want to be able to stand before you in judgment day.
父神呢，我们也都能够站在你。当你审判的日子来到我们站在你面前
，and hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant."
听着你说称赞的话语，就说我的忠实的仆人，你做得真好。
And you tell us in your word that we can do this without any doubts.
你告诉我们，我们毫无疑问的，我们可以这样子做。
And it's by simple faith in Jesus Christ.
就是我们对耶稣基督的信心。
Father, I pray even now that you would draw each person to you in some way.
我恳求你将每一个人带到你的面前来。
Perhaps some need salvation.
有一些需要救赎。
Perhaps some need to rededicate their life.
有一些重新得救。
Perhaps some need to surrender to ministry.
有一些愿意奉献他为你的事工来做你的事工。
Perhaps some have been convicted of a specific sin in their life and they just need to get it right with you and with others.
以往的所犯的罪他需要在你面前让你赦免他们。
We invite your presence.
我邀请你们来。
And we obey your commands.
我顺服你的诫命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祈祷是奉耶稣基督的圣名而求。
Amen.